Right, winging your way right now, a friend of the show, an absolute superstar, and boy, can this man pick a job, pick a gig, pick a show. Dapper Dave, who are we talking about?
If our next guest is on your telly, it's pretty much guaranteed to be brilliant. His excellent new feature-length detective drama, Grace, is on ITV this Sunday at 8 p.m, and to miss it would be a crime. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the sensational John Sim.
All right, John.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Very well. How are you faring, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you. Happy National Plumbing Day.
Yeah, happy National Plumbing Day, happy World Kidney Day, all that good stuff going on. John,
yeah.
How come you pick these absolute zingers, regardless of what channel or platform they're on? This is a brilliant, brilliant programme.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I read the scripts and I think that's good. That's not great. You know, it's really simple. It really grabs me and I think, you know, but in this day and age, Chris, you know, to be offered a lead as a detective that's tried and tested, you know, he's a literary sensation, this guy. 30 million books sold and, you know, so there's a fan base there. To be offered that kind of gig at my age is wonderful. And we've got Russell Lewis, who writes Endeavour, and he's done Morse and Sharp, and you know, so he's a brilliant, brilliant writer. So that's what happened there. We've got great source material from Peter James's novels, and we've got the brilliant Russell Lewis as well. So, yeah.
Okay, so Peter James, a genius, like you say, tens of millions of book sales. Dead Simple was the original story, the debut novel in his hit Roy Grace, the Roy Grace series, as you say. And Grace, this Sunday, 14th of March, 8 p.m, ITV. Catch him on the ITV Hub, and you will not want to miss this. It's an absolute cracker. Now, how much do you want to say about this? Because everything's a spoiler in a way, so you can talk about none of it, or you can talk about all of it, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, all I can say really is it's a stag night that goes wrong. And when you first meet Roy Grace, he's been demoted to cold cases because he's been hauled over the coals for something he did in the job before. He went to see a medium and a reporter, blabbed about it. And so he's been hauled over the coals and he's been put in a cupboard, you know, pushing paper. And so when we meet him, his friend, Glenn Branson, played by Richie Campbell, comes in, asks for his help on this missing persons case, and off he goes. So he's just helping out at the beginning. But also, he's got this thing, his wife went missing 6 years earlier, mm-hmm. and it's never been solved. He's never been able to find her. So he's got that hanging over him. But he's a decent guy, you know. He's not some maverick cop. He's calm, he's methodical, you know. He's a great character, a lot going on there.
He's calm, he's methodical, and he's fair. That's the thing, isn't it?
He's fair and he's kind, yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? That opening bit in the courtroom, I mean, we can't even speak towards any of it in any detail, but that's a great laying down of the intellectual gauntlet, isn't it?
It kind of is.
I love that. It was brilliant. I was like, this is so good. You know, as we know, the person who writes the first 5 minutes writes the next 85, which can go either way, of course. You think, well, if this is where we're starting, where's it going to go? Have you read the book?
I have, yeah. I read, I'm on book 10 at the moment, right. Actually. I couldn't put them down. I'd never read them before, but I got hooked. He's very clever, Peter James. You know, real page turners. So it's great to be inside his head in those books because I wasn't able to do loads of research and go out with the police and stuff. So the books have been a brilliant source of material for me.
Yeah, and when you say a stag night goes wrong, you know, and a practical joke goes wrong, again, let's not even allude to what that is. But you know, that made my blood run cold because that's many of our nightmares, isn't it? I would imagine.
Oh, it really is, isn't it? Yeah, it's mine. It is, and we can't tell them what we're talking about, they'll find out hopefully. But yeah, me too. Oh,
okay,
yeah, horrible.
I presume it's Brighton, is it?
It is, yeah.
I presume. Yeah. I didn't know for sure, but I enjoyed it immensely. Yeah. Every time I see Brighton on the telly, I just want to go there. Mind you, that's why I love Coast. I love the show Coast. I just want to live by the coast. Did you ever want to come? But when did you film it? Because it was all pretty socially undistant.
It was. We filmed it. It was supposed to be April last year, and then obviously it got stopped, and so we ended up doing it towards the end of the year, right. Around like September, October, November.
I've just been told
11 weeks. Yeah,
I've just been told you've now moved to Brighton. Was it because of the show?
No, no. If only we can't get things together that quickly. No, we've been thinking about it for a while. So this was quite serendipitous, really, when this came up. But then, unfortunately, we'd finished filming by the time we moved, because we moved in lockdown. So I didn't get to work from home.
Never mind. That'd have been cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I got used to the place. You know, I was here for 11 weeks, and we know it really well. That's why we wanted to come near the coast, get some fresh air, you know, in my old age.
Yeah, how do you feel about the Pebbly Beach? I mean, I love the Pebbly Beach, and if you actually sit or lie on the Pebbly Beach in Brighton, you get that sort of natural massage, because people pay a fortune for that kind of thing.
People do. You're right.
Did you consider sand over pebbles or pebbles over sand?
Well, I didn't really mind it. I spent quite a few years in Blackpool as a kid, and I like the sandy beach. The pebbly beach doesn't really bother me. The dog's not keen, but we're surrounded by the downs as well. So on one side you've got countryside, and the other side the ocean. So it's it's great. It's great. It's just lovely to have fresh air after so long in London.
Well, good for you, pal. That's so exciting. And what is it? What is the vibe like in Brighton? Are people all like minded? Because we had this question on the show. It's sort of, it keeps coming, it's a boomerang question. You know, do we think that cool people are attracted to water, or water attracts cool people?
Oh, it's interesting.
What do you think? How do you feel?
Maybe water attracts cool people. I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know. I do know that it makes you feel calm. When I look at the ocean, which I do every day now, there's something about it, breathing in and out. There's something about it that makes me feel calm. I remember driving back to London while we were filming. My shoulders would go up, you know, you don't really notice it. It's just, and then calm when we come back and my shoulders would drop. And I don't know, there's something about the ocean that just, it cools your boots, man. You know,
The ocean is the lungs of the earth, though, isn't it? Because it's
absolutely, absolutely.
Tide comes in, tide comes out. We inspire, we expire.
Yeah, yeah.
Love all that. So what other gigs are you going to do? Or is Grace going to become a permanent fixture? Because this is going to do fantastic business on Sunday. I'm personally going to make sure of it.
Oh, thanks, mate. I'm really glad you liked it.
I didn't like it. I loved it. It was brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Well, listen, we filmed two. So the second one, I think, is even more, you know, of a roller coaster thriller. You know, so they're brilliant books. Every single one of them is a cracking story. So we've just got loads of source material. So hopefully, man, people will like it and we'll get to do more. That'll be great.
All right, have you had your vaccination yet? Are you in the groove for the old vaccine?
No, I haven't yet. I think I'm next up. Over 50s next, I think.
Yeah, they said it was going to be 55 to 60-year-olds. And I thought, well, in 2 weeks now, I am 55. And then they moved it to 56 like they'd heard.
So you haven't had it. You haven't had it either.
No, a lot of my colleagues have had it for various different health reasons. But Abigail Worthing says, I can't wait to see Grace on Sundays. I've read the book, and John Sim is perfect for Roy Grace. Plus, some of it was filmed in Worthing.
Yeah, we filmed all over. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, Abigail. I hope you enjoy it.
And of course, if you move by the sea, especially in a fantastic UK seaside town, the Caffs, you know. There's no better place to go. The Caff on, Wittering. The seaside Caff on West Wittering. The Caffs, the Chippies in Brighton.
Yeah, the Chippies.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. Of course, we haven't been able to fully enjoy it yet because it's lockdown. So it'll be, hopefully we'll get to sample all that. And there's loads of pubs as well. You know, can't wait for that.
What's it called, the place where you go with all the tattoo parlours there? They're called the...
No, I don't know, because they're all shut at the minute.
The lanes.
The lanes is wonderful. We did experience some of that, and I have been there in the past. It's a great, really cool place to hang out. Lots of gorgeous cafes and restaurants and shops, and it's cool.
And on your shortlist of coastal relocating, was anybody else? Was any other places in there?
No.
Brighton, bang on.
It was time for a move, really, and we thought, over the years, we've sort of slowly fallen in love with Brighton. Lots of our friends, I mean, you know, lots of people from London moved down there, and we've had that over the years. Lots of friends have slowly started, you know, going down to Brighton. So we've been visiting quite a lot, and actually thought, why not? You know, especially in lockdown when everything happened, it was just, let's do it.
And was the next Grace that you've already filmed, was that in Brighton as well? Is Brighton where he is?
Yeah, he's a Brighton cop, So it will all be set, like Morse is in Oxford, Grace is in Brighton, yeah.
That's cool. So you could become the Rick Stein of Brighton, I suppose. Because if you, you know, because you, because great shows showcase great places, don't they? I mean, Brighton's pretty, it's got a pretty good rep anyway, but it can only
get better. Yeah, I mean, it looks great on film as well. And you know, and you know, dark, seedy underbelly of it all, and you know, it, with the neon and everything. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, I mean, it's very lovely to look at.
Talking about CAFs and us, you know, our showbiz types. Did you hear that Norman Cook went serving in his CAF for the first time a couple of Saturdays ago? Because he's got a CAF.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Yes, I did. I think I read in the local paper, yeah.
Yeah, the Big Beach Cafe. Do you know it?
That's it. That's it. The Big Beach Cafe. No, I remember going to the Big Beach Boutique back in the olden days and staying at his house once and having a right old party time. It was lovely.
Back in the day.
I haven't seen him for a long time. I'm going to nip into that cafe as soon as we're allowed.
I never got invited to a fat boy slim party when he was really fat boying and really, you know, not so slimming. I bet that was a time and a half. Anyway, it's for another show, another conversation. Heather in the Huggleskote says, I've followed John since the Lakes. I love everything he does and I cannot wait for Sunday. You must be grateful for your career. I suppose, of course you are, John. I mean, this is right up there, though, isn't it, with anything you've done, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I hope so. You know, it's difficult for me to tell now, Chris, because I find it really, really, really tough to watch myself. I just watch yourself growing older, and it's really odd. And now I just think, oh, do you know what? I can't tell whether I'm any good or not now. I've got no objectivity at all. So,
well, you
I don't
are
know. I
amazing. Amazing.
I guess it's just vanity, isn't it? You look at yourself and think, oh, my God, is that what I look like now?
But they do say, don't they? I was hearing this yesterday, funny enough. If you said to other people what you say and you think, you say to yourself and you think about yourself when you look in the mirror, you'd get arrested. Because we're so horrible to ourselves. And what we should do,
right.
You know, there's that thing of there's that thing in the Bible, isn't it? Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Turn that around. Do unto yourself what you, how you treat others, because you treat
That's
other people so much better than we treat ourselves. Our self-talk sometimes leaves a lot to be desired, John.
It does indeed, and it can be dangerous. You know, it can be a bad energy, especially in this year that we've just had. A lot of people are talking to themselves.
Yeah. Okay. John, you're awesome. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm going to get everyone to watch your show. Everyone.
Oh, mate, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Lovely to hear from you again. That is John Sim. His brand new show is Grace. It's a feature-length drama on ITV, and it's this Sunday.
The
and
Chris
it's
Evans Breakfast
a real
show
fantastic
with Sky Q. Everything you love.
End of the weekend treat for you.